This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Baggy pants, sideways hat, wearing dope.
We're saving our own lives.
That's good.
I'm running out of words to describe it.
Hazleton, come out to play.
I don't think it's going to happen.
This weekend, Wilkes-Barre held its Fine Arts Fiesta. Some artists paid tribute to the local town culture with artworks that included Do You Have a Cigarette?
USA, USA, USA.
Sue Henry on WYOK.
Well, hello there. Isn't this the greatest weather ever? Are you like me? Do you wake up every day and look out the window and think, why? Why does it always look the same? Why has it looked this way since October? Does anybody know? Don't you worry, because on the weekend, they're going to give you a little taste of spring, and then they're going to take it away. Won't that be nice? Mm-hmm. Friday, 70. Saturday, 75. And then Sunday, 70. And then 12. This kind of weather is very, very bad and has a tendency to, hurt fragile people. But we'll see. It's just, it's too much for me. But again, I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is, and we can't change it. It's 10:07 at WILK, but we can change topics, which we're about to do right now. When we talk to the father of modern character education, how about that? That's got to be a tall order in this day and age. We are welcoming to our show Dr. Thomas Lacona, the author of How to Raise Kind Kids and Get Respect, Gratitude, and a Happier Family in the Bargain. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm living the dream like the rest of the people who live here. We're just waiting for spring to start. And I don't know where you're calling from, but how is it where you are?
Oh, there's a little dusting of snow here in central New York, but not so bad. It's getting nicer each day, so yeah. No complaints.
And then we'll be able to put those kids outside, which is going to be good for them because then they can run around. But let's talk about your work and a little bit of your history, Dr. Lacona. How did you get interested in the topic of character, children, and raising kids who are kind? What led you to this work?
Well, when I was a doctoral student in psychology, what caught my interest the most was the development of conscience and how kids develop a sense of right and wrong. And I did my early research on that, how children reason about what's right and wrong. And then we started raising our own family. I had the opportunity to work with teachers in a teacher education program that I directed at State University of New York at Cortland. So my focus for the last 4 decades has really been on how to develop a sense of morality, how to develop the capacity for doing what's right, even in the face of pressures. And that's been a steady focus for my professional work and with teachers and parents for nearly 50 years.
Is there a point of no return in this development of a conscience and a right and wrong? Because oftentimes we hear that it's so important to work with kids when we're raising them to get them to these points. If children don't know right from wrong, what happens?
Well, it's certainly, we think character is consisting of our habits. Habits require formation, require practice. If you start habit formation earlier, then you're able to build on that. If kids develop bad habits, then you've got to undo that. So it's certainly easier to start early, but it's never too late. There's a wonderful plasticity to the brain, to human nature. If you have a religious perspective, there's the grace of God. It's always possible to become a better person. And there are interventions, for example, that have been done in prison environments, trying to give people a greater sense of their dignity, meaningful voice in decisions that affect their lives, mutual support and counseling with other inmates, and even in that environment with people who have come from tough lives, they've been able to make a difference. So character is a process. Eleanor Roosevelt said it begins at birth and it continues until death, so it's never too late.
I do want to talk to you about this book, but what are your feelings about the affluenza teen? When you saw this story, what did you think about this kind of defense where this Ethan Couch seemed not to know better? What do you think about that?
Well, two-thirds of parents these days feel that they've spoiled their children, have not asked enough of them. Parents are doing all the giving, kids all the taking. Children need chores and real responsibilities in family life from the earliest age. You can provide opportunities to contribute to family life even with a preschooler. One mom says that she has her three-year-old son help to get a diaper for the little guy, the new baby, and she's required her kids to pick up their toys ever since they could walk, and they're very proud of what they do to try to help out in the family. So we can nurture that from the earliest years, and then kids get the idea that a family is everybody working together. It's not parents doing all the providing, kids all the consuming.
Oh, that's a good statement. And in this day and age, Doctor, with the pervasive social media culture and the way that's consumed many families and lives, how does that add possibly to making your job as a parent more difficult?
Well, we have to ask ourselves, who rules family life? Do we or do screens? And unfortunately, in many families, screens have come to shut down family conversation. We're all staring at them. We're not talking to each other. We need to create the kind of family culture where face-to-face interaction is happening in ways that make a difference. And dinner time, for example, should be a time for meaningful exchange of thoughts, feelings, and experiences. What was the best part and the worst part of your day? What was something kind that somebody did for you today? What was a kind thing you did for somebody else? What are you looking forward to? What's a problem you're dealing with these days? All those can be topics for a conversation where everybody at the table makes a contribution, has a chance to speak. That builds meaningful exchange into family life so that it's part of a pattern. You can start with something simple like a round of gratefuls. What are you grateful for today? Something that happened that you're thankful for. Bedtime becomes another opportunity for a connective ritual where you're reading good books with children, books that teach kindness and other virtues. There are tons of them out there, and we should choose books with a strong character theme to make the most of that intimate time when we put our children to bed. So we can be proactive, we can be intentional, we can shape a family culture that's able to provide a strong enough foundation so that kids are not so vulnerable to the bad influences of the wider culture.
I'm just imagining, Dr. Lacona, though, that a lot of people are trying to do this by themselves in this day and age. It seems like the single parent home is more common than it used to be, and that sometimes either mom or dad, whoever is raising the kid, or somebody else, but by the time they reach that part of the day and they're so filled and overwhelmed with what's happened to them today, how do they recenter themselves and say, you know what, I've just got to shed all this, leave it behind, and be with these children present in the moment, because I think it's a very difficult thing for people who finally get to walk in the door at 5 o'clock and have to put dinner on the table and maybe stressed from what happened to them all day, to actually be positive and have this dialogue with kids.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're often worn or frazzled and not at our best, and we just want to, you know, collapse in a heap and get to the end of the day. But it's still a matter of looking for the natural opportunities. It's, you know, the parent has to face making dinner. Well, that's a chance for children to be part of the kitchen staff, to help out and to learn to cook, to make some small contribution, and set the table, be part of the process of family life. And then look for the opportunities to deal with things that spontaneously arise. You know, there's a problem. All right, let's sit down and talk about this. Say, oh, you're fighting with your little brother. How can we work something out that's fair? You take the things that are right in front of you. How can we do bedtime tonight in a way that's not unpleasant, where I'm not yelling and screaming, where you guys are getting ready for bed when I ask you to? How can we do this? Where you sit down and gather yourselves. If you try to deal with all problems just in a reactive fashion on your feet, often you're not at your best, and you end up doing things that really make it worse. And then long-term, it means protecting some time where you do sit down as a family and say, look, last week was pretty rough. I'm glad it's over. How do we make next week a better one? Here's a single mom. Her problem was that every time she got on the phone, her two boys, 7 and 5, got into a fight, and she ended up screaming at them, and this had been going on, and nothing was working to solve the problem. And so they made that the topic of their first family meeting, just mom and Ben and Philip, and said, here's a situation. Whenever I'm on the phone, you guys get wild, and I end up yelling at you. Okay, what are your feelings about this? And then how do we solve this problem? And the kids complained from their side was that she spent way too much time on the phone and didn't get to play with them. And she didn't realize that was how they felt about her being on the phone. So that gave her a new insight. And then they worked out an agreement. If mom has something to do, she'll tell the person she's busy and we'll call later, or we'll make a list of things to do when mom's on the phone. She'll try to make her calls a little shorter. If she has to be on the phone for a long time, then we will behave. And that went up in the fridge, and then they had a follow-up meeting to see how it was working. But the mother said there was been much less arguing and hassling about this problem in their home. So just taking the time to say, look, what's the problem here? What are your feelings? Here are mine. How can we solve it in a way that's fair? And then following up on it to see how things are working. It can make an enormous difference in the family life. And you have the feeling now that you're pulling together. So when things go off the rails, it's not just the parent's job to fix it. It's everybody's job.
Yeah, and trying to pull together, it seems like such a great concept, and it seems so simple, and it seems so logical. But we often find that there are some you know, people in the family who are working against it, and they would be siblings of, you know, the siblings and the children, where they're at each other's throats. And I had three small kids at once, and I found out that, yeah, they're 3.5 years apart. And I found out that the ones that were the most similar to each other were the ones that viciously fought each other. Is that normal?
Well, similar temperaments can cause a lot of friction, whether it's between sibs or parents and children. If, you know, two people are intense, that creates a problem. If they both have a short fuse and so on. But even there, if you establish the principle that, look, making a happy family isn't just the parent's job, it's everybody's job. All right, now, how can you become part of the solution instead of part of the problem? Have a dedicated space in the home for conflict resolution. You can call it the talk it out corner or the conflict corner. And when there's a problem, that's where you go. You sit down and you go through certain steps. First, you calm down, count to 10, take 3 deep breaths. Then you take turns saying what your feelings are about the problem. Then you show that you understand the other person. Okay, you know, Billy, you feel, and all right, Sue, you feel. And then you both talk about what you think is fair until you've got a fair solution that you agree on. In the beginning, you're going to have to stand there and walk kids through it, coach them, give them feedback the way you would if you were coaching a sport, some other kind of skill. And then gradually they can do more of it on their own, and eventually they can do it completely on their own. And parents have had this experience where children are learning that if you've got a problem, you talk it out, you work it out. And when kids begin to take that responsibility, it's an enormous step forward in family life.
I think that these are great ideas. Also, you're advising in your book that when you all sit down together as a family at night and you watch a film or whatnot, it should be maybe something that demonstrates kindness, courage, compassion in real life. And the things in your book, they seem to be inspired by real life events, the movies that you ask that families get together and watch. Well, I mean, except when you get down to maybe Cinderella, but a lot of them are actually based upon people who espouse the virtues that you too can espouse, because these were just regular people, you know, like Jackie Robinson and Gandhi. They were just people like us too.
Sure, sure. And we need to provide a good example for our children, but they also need inspiring examples beyond what we can provide. And a good movie can do that. A good book can do that. The film Wonder, based on the book by the same title, was a great movie for showing kids in school being mean to a boy who had a facial deformity, but other kids befriending him and providing the support that he needed. You could then talk about that as a family, you know, who in the movie showed kindness, who didn't, when if we had opportunities to be a friend to somebody who maybe was being excluded or treating badly at school, how do we respond? What could we do in the future in a situation like that? You can share a memory from your own childhood, maybe of a time when you were kind, didn't do something that helped a child who was being treated badly by peers. So making the most of those real-life opportunities and making use of good books and good films is certainly part of what we can draw upon as a parent.
You're the second person to tell me that the film Wonder is absolutely magnificent. Somebody was curious as to why it wasn't in the Academy Award running last year, because it was such a powerful story of life and the way that things should be expressed. So thanks for bringing that back up, Dr. Lacona. This was a good talk. I hope people learn a lot. And if they want to know more, you've certainly written a good book about it, How to Raise Kind Kids and Get Respect, Gratitude, and a Happier Family in the Bargain. So thank you very much for joining us this morning and doing the interview on WILK. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your kindness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.